From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea loses to South Africa 1-0 in their final group match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, placing in doubt the Taeguk Warriors' chances of advancing. On the 76th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, President Lee Jae-myung pledges to create a Korean peninsula that is free from the fear of war. And two powerful back-to-back earthquakes hit Venezuela, causing buildings to collapse and people to rush out into the streets. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. Team Korea's hopes of advancing directly out of Group A fell apart as South Africa beat the Taeguk Warriors 1-0 at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe, Mexico, Wednesday evening local time. The defeat leaves Hong Myeongbo's side needing help from other groups to reach the round of 32. Yoon So-young has more.
South Korea has failed to secure direct passage to the round of 32 after falling to South Africa on Wednesday evening at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe, Mexico. After both teams held their ground in the first half, it was South Africa that broke through 18 minutes into the second half with Apello Maseko beating Jens Kastrup to find the back of the net. This was Korean-German Kastrup's first appearance for Team Korea in the World Cup. Hong Myeongbo turned to his bench in search of an equalizer in the second half, bringing on captain Son Heung-min and forward Cho Kyu-sung, but the Taeguk Warriors couldn't find the breakthrough.
The players gave their all until the end. I'm the one responsible for the disappointing result as the head coach.
Kastrup said that while he did well with crosses and runs behind the defense, he conceded a goal on a counterattack, expressing disappointment.
One time I was not able to close my legs in time where we conceded the goal. That was my mistake. But yeah, on the pitches, every time a little bit more difficult than we think.
South Korea had entered the match in a favorable position. A draw would have been enough to clinch second place in Group A and guarantee a knockout stage berth. But with this loss, South Korea dropped to third in Group A, so their fate now hinges on other results. Under the expanded 48-team format introduced for this World Cup, the top two finishers from each group advance automatically, along with the eight best third-place teams across all 12 groups. With Groups A, B, and C having completed their play, South Korea are fourth among third-place teams. What remains now is a wait-and-see process, as the remaining nine groups will play their final matches through June 27th local time, after which South Korea's fate will be decided. Should South Korea advance to the knockout stage, they'll face either Group E winner Germany on June 29th or the winner of Group G, which includes Egypt, Iran, and Belgium, on July 1st. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
As the nation marks the 76th anniversary of the day the Korean War broke out, President Lee Jae-myung has pledged to create a Korean peninsula free from the fear of war. During a ceremony in Suwon, Gyeonggi Province, the president also recognized the sacrifices of the 22 nations that helped South Korea during the war and promised to give back to the international community. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The flags of the 22 UN member nations that joined the Korean War entered the commemorative event one by one. And in his speech marking the 76th anniversary of the Korean War, President Lee Jae-myung pledged to create a Korean peninsula where the need to fight no longer exists.
Without wavering, the government will safeguard this great Republic of Korea, which our heroes established. We will protect our people and territory with robust national defense capabilities, and without fail, create a Korean peninsula of true peace where there is no fear of war and no need to fight.
While keeping his tone less confrontational towards the North, he promised rewards for veterans and also stressed that South Korea will not forget the UN troops who came to its defense.
The freedom and peace South Korea enjoys today are built upon the sacred sacrifice and dedication of UN veterans who gave their youth and lives for a small country in the East that they had not heard of.
22 UN member states contributed military, combat, or medical forces to support South Korea during the war. Nearly 140,000 South Korean soldiers died fighting under the UN command, and more than 40,000 soldiers from 16 partner nations lost their lives. During Thursday's event, President Lee belatedly conferred National Merit Awards on three Korean War veterans who served in irregular forces during the war, whose bravery and gallantry the nation had previously failed to recognize. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Prime Minister nominee Han Sung-suk says any entity threatening South Korea is considered an enemy and defined North Korea as both a threat and a compatriot. Han made the remarks during her confirmation hearing on Thursday when lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party asked her to identify South Korea's primary enemy or the entity posing the most imminent threat. She emphasized that peaceful coexistence and mutual growth on the Korean Peninsula are goals everyone can agree on. Han added that the more important issue is how to establish and manage relations with North Korea to achieve peace. She expressed her commitment to preventing war, saying it's essential to carefully consider the reasons for waging war and taking lives, and to contemplate what is worth protecting. Two powerful back-to-back earthquakes hit Venezuela on Wednesday, causing buildings to collapse and people to rush out into the streets. The quakes, just seconds apart, struck the area of Montalban, about 160 kilometers west of the capital, Caracas, at 6:04 p.m. Wednesday, local time, recording magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5. High casualties and extensive damage are likely, with the U.S. Geological Survey initially estimating the death toll would most likely range from 10,000 to 100,000. Venezuela was celebrating a national holiday at the time of the quakes, and many people were likely inside their homes when they hit. The quakes could be felt throughout the country and as far away as Bogota, the capital of neighboring Colombia. Five more South Korean ships have transited the Strait of Hormuz, bringing the total number of stranded vessels down to 13. Seoul's Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries said Thursday that all five vessels have passed through the choke point and are now navigating normally. The ministry said 21 South Korean crew members are aboard the ships, one of which is headed to South Korea. A total of 87 South Korean crew members remain in the strait, of whom 54 are aboard South Korean vessels. Under a memorandum of understanding with the U.S., Iran has agreed to facilitate safe transit in the waterway for commercial vessels at no charge for 60 days, and since then, it has begun accepting applications from ship operators. Cloudy skies are expected nationwide Thursday night, with scattered showers continuing in some areas until late evening. Central parts of the country are expected to gradually clear starting Friday morning, while southern areas and Jeju Island will see mostly cloudy skies. Through Friday morning, rainfall of 5 to 60 millimeters is expected for the Seoul metropolitan area, with 10 to 80 millimeters in inland and mountainous areas of Gangwon Province and 5 to 60 millimeters in other regions. Gusty winds and hail are also expected in some areas during the rain, requiring caution. Friday morning lows will range from 15 to 20 degrees Celsius nationwide, including 18 degrees in Seoul, similar to or slightly lower than Thursday's. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.